We're back with more from Studio 935 on Kix 93.5.
You're all staring at me.
Jason Blaine, he can host a show all by himself. I don't even need to be here. The crowd's scaring you?
Well, all these people are staring at me.
Yeah.
You're sitting right in the front row.
This is what you do, man. This is what you do.
Oh.
Oh, usually there's brighter lights in your face so you can't see them,
right? That's right. Turn the lights up. The crowd's making me nervous.
That's so funny. Jason Blaine, of course, live with Kix at Studio 935. Thanks so much for playing the tunes. We got more songs to hear from you, though, this afternoon. You know what? Right off the bat, I started talking about where you're from, blah, 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 and all that fun stuff. But, yeah, we need to thank you because, I mean, you are really busy right now. So for you to stop in Kingston and do this little live and interactive in studio is really cool for us. And
this is fun for me, too. I appreciate you guys playing my music on the radio. I mean, that's what it's all about. You write these songs, and I remember the feeling as clear as day. I can't believe I've actually had 7 songs out on the radio since that first song went out. And I've actually done 7 videos. But I remember that feeling every time, and it's the same feeling I get every time we go to release a single is, will radio embrace it? Will the fans embrace it? And you get that nervous feeling like, oh, well, here we go again, and you hope so. We've had two top 5 singles at Canadian radio and 2 #1 videos, and it's all because of the fans, the country fans out there calling in and requesting or voting online at CMT. I just can't say thank you enough. You give me a job every day.
Plus now you're bribing them with a car.
Well, the car thing, every now and then, you know, you just gotta bribe people.
No, I'm just kidding. But you did just play your new song and My First Car, and this is actually working out really kind of cool. This is the first time you've done something like this, no?
It is, and this is the first. It's a first for CMT, too. This is the biggest contest that CMT Canada has ever done, where they came to us and they really loved the song, and I'm excited about that. But then they said, you know, we would like to, if you're cool with it, we'd like to give away a car all around this new single and this new video. You know, would that be okay? Would that be cool with you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let me think about that one for a minute.
Tick, tick. Yes.
You know, can I have the car? So, no, we thought it would be really fun to give somebody. It doesn't have to be your first car, but it could be somebody's first car.
Yeah.
But more importantly, you know, it could be their first Honda. You know, yeah, it's cool. It's their... it's the first for them. It's the first for me. And so I really encourage people to get on to jasonblaine.ca and look out for the details on there, or cmt.ca. So please check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool because really all you have to do is watch the video. Oh, darn, which is so hard. And then from there, there's some questions about the video, and it's that simple. You could win a car.
You just got to watch the video.
Is your big face in the back of the car? Like, do they have, you know what I mean? Is it like Jason Blaine sprawled out on the side of the car? So that
no, but it only, the CD player, the thing about the CD player is we rigged it so it only plays Jason Blaine CDs.
Oh, perfect.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the, you know.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They obviously like you to begin with, right? I mean, if they watched your video and got a car out of it, come on. There's got to be something in it for you.
I'm excited for whoever wins that. You know, winning something that big, it would be really, really cool. And you know, it's actually amazing. I really encourage people to get on there, jasonblaine.ca or the CMT website, because it's amazing how many people go, oh, well, somebody else will probably just win that and don't even try.
Yeah.
And so they don't, you know, they might not even have that many entries yet. You never know. People are always thinking, oh, that's for somebody else. But it could be you.
It could be you. You heard it right from the lips of the man. Go to the website, jasonblaine.ca, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's right there, front center. Now, also, again, I could thank you a million times for stopping in, because we know that you are starting to just kick off a tour for the summer. And what's really cool is actually tomorrow night you're in Toronto at the Phoenix playing with Kevin Costner and his new band.
Robin Hood himself.
That's awesome.
I wonder if he likes to be called Robin Hood.
I was just going to say, have you met him before?
No, this is going to be a first, so maybe I'll sidestep the
Robin
Hood thing.
Yeah.
No tights jokes.
Yeah, or don't do the whole, oh, you said they'd come and they came, or whatever, you know,
Right, yeah. If you build it, Kevin,
they will come.
Good luck with your little band, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. We have... He'd be like,
he's driving through right now going, I'm playing with this guy?
Yeah. Like he needs the promotion.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Flippin' Costner.
Costner. Yeah.
It's like, you know, he'd be like, would you like some gas money to get home, little fella?
Yeah.
You know? Actually, well, we it's pretty cool, actually. We share the same booking agency and booking agent. I'm signed to an agency called The Agency Group, and I noticed a couple of rock and roll bands. You've got these new rock and roll bands that you kids listen to, like Our Lady of Peace. Our Lady Peace and all these cool bands. Some of them are actually, maybe they could even be signed to the agency group. And they actually are one of the biggest agencies in the world. And Nickelback is, they're also booking agency to Nickelback too, and Kevin Costner. And there's a few country artists over there. Me and Aaron Lyons and Paul Brand are over there. I think Doc Walker's over there. And Shane Yellowbird is there as well too. So my agent, I guess he must have sent my music over to Kevin when Kevin was coming to Toronto and said, would you guys like to do this thing together? And he was cool with it. And that was really cool for me. I'm looking forward to hanging with them tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
That will be cool.
Tomorrow night at the Phoenix.
And they're called Modern West.
Modern West.
Kevin Costner and Modern West. And Phoenix Music Hall, first of all, is a really cool place to play. So
I wouldn't venture to guess that they wear bolo ties and rhinestones.
I was talking to you earlier. I think it's more like a Tom Petty is the best.
It's actually
comparison.
It's really, really cool. The guy's just too talented, you know.
Yeah,
it's
he loves it too.
It's very cool. I went onto their MySpace page and listened to the band because he really makes it about, you know, Kevin and the band. It's really a band thing. And it's really cool music. I love it. I would buy the CD.
Well, there you go. Well, just don't say anything too risque.
Right. No tights jokes.
Yeah,
no Robin Hood jokes.
Yeah, don't get kicked out of the bar before you play. But I'm sure that's going to be a really exciting show, not just for your fans, too, because that'll be cool. People are coming to check you out. So they're like, Kevin Costner?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it. I can't say enough about it, about, you know, how thrilled I am. It's just going to be a great night.
And then after that, that's when you embark on your own tour.
Yeah, it's we started off last weekend. I was in Burlington for their Sound of Music Festival, and I tell everybody that we kind of officially started the summer there. It was the first big full band show, and we head west to Dauphin Country Fest on Thursday, and then we just keep on heading west. We end up in Calgary for Calgary Stampede. There's a lot of shows, and we'll be back up in Ontario. I think August 1st is Carleton Place, and I'm playing Peterborough. Just gotta check out jasonblaine.ca. There's a section there called Tour, the Tour section.
Yeah, check that out. But yeah, it basically looks like you're just crisscrossing all across Canada.
Honestly, there's so many shows this summer, I have to check out my own Tour section to find out where I'm going to be next.
Yeah. Now, the band that you're touring with, you actually have one member here, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. My brother, Matthew, is actually in the city. He's actually my tour manager and assistant and beer fetcher
and drummer extraordinaire
and we're just having a lot of fun. He's actually just completed school to be a history teacher, and so he, of course, as the teachers would have it, the summer's off.
La-di-da.
But actually, teachers, we love our teachers. They, you know, now that Matthew has actually done it, they work really, really hard. God bless the teachers out there, because they shape our young ones, their little minds, and help to raise a successful country, you know. But he's got the summer off, so he's coming out on the road with me, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
That's cool. And then, now, have you been on tour? Has your brother been on tour with you before?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, so let's see if you like each other by the end of it.
Find out if we can get along.
Now, the rest of your band, is this a band that's been with you for a while? Or
some of them have. Some of them have got scooped up by some other artists in Canada, like George Canyon stole my fiddle player last year. Apparently they have better snacks. Pretzels and such.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to rethink that then.
I know. Yeah. I tell them, we have cashews.
Cashews?
You left the cashews for the pretzels, I told them.
Oh, we'll find a fiddle player for
Pesky
you.
Pesky George Canyon. No, but I've got a bunch of great guys, and I've played with a whole bunch of musicians over the past couple of years, and you know, there's a big pool of fantastic musicians to draw from in Canada. So I pick up a couple of players out west, but I've got a couple of key guys that have been with me for a long time, and we have a blast on the road. It's great.
So, okay, well, that's good, because that's what I was kind of getting at. You're on the road for a long time. Now, you are married.
I am, and you know, it's hard to be away from, especially from my wife and from little one. But you know, with modern technology, with webcams, you know, we can. I get on there, and we just me and my 2-year-old little girl, we just make silly faces at each other. Burn up the web.
Mom's probably in the back room going, okay, sweetie, we need to get off the computer, and you're still making the faces.
Yeah, and I'm like, one more minute. You know? But no, it's you know, it's hard to be away from home, but honestly, I mean, you get out there and the fans are singing the songs back to you, and that's what I've chosen for my job and my career, and as much fun as we have, I take it really seriously, but the fans really make it worthwhile to be out there and to be away from home, so...
I'm sure 2.5 months flies by, too, when you're so on the go.
It does, and I always remember this, too. Growing up in Pembroke, we're really close to CFB Petawawa, too, and we're not even too far from Trenton here as well. And I often think about my friends who are overseas. I've got several friends that are overseas, you know, and just, you know, giving their service for the country and stuff. And they're gone for a lot more than 2 months, and they're certainly not out there playing country songs. You know, so they're, you know, I put it in perspective. If I get a little homesick or whatever, I think about those guys and what they have to do. And I can certainly, you know, be out there having some fun playing some music and feel safe because of them.
Yeah, quite a bit different.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to play us another tune?
I'd love to. I'd love to play you guys something special from the record if you'd like to hear it. And this is the last, just talking about my family and my little girl. And I just recently spent some time fishing with her. Took her fishing for the first time.
Oh.
And she's terrified of it.
I was just going to say.
And we didn't even, like, it wasn't like we caught a big pike or something.
So
it was like.
You didn't throw her into the water. You
no, it was, it's funny. My wife bought her this little Mickey Mouse fishing rod, and it's really little. And so I told her, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to figure this fishing rod out. And I'm like, what kind of a Mickey Mouse fishing rod is this? Oh, an actual Mickey Mouse fishing rod. So we had some fun, and this song, I always look forward to doing that, and fishing with my dad too, and just getting home and visiting family. And so this song is called Slow Time Down. Sometimes you don't want to stop the hands on the clock from spinning around, you know, but you'd sure like to slow them down a little bit.